Hey, this is Melissa Bartel. It's 11:09 p.m. Central Daylight Time on Tuesday, August 20th, and apparently it's a blue moon outside, but I'm not outside, so I can't confirm that. I meant to write something new for tonight, but instead I actually had writing for work and then writing for my super secret project, and then I did two audio auditions, and so after that, and after dealing with two very muddy dogs, there was no way I was going to write something new. So here's something else from the vaults. It's from 2007, and it's called Strawberry, and it's just a vignette. They come in every morning around 8. He with his London fog raincoat and she with her black patent leather Mary Janes. He always suggests a table and she always demands a seat at the bar, so he lifts her onto the tall wooden stool with the bentwood back. He leans his face close to hers and whispers something only she can hear, something that makes her giggle. He orders a latte and a water bagel with cream cheese for himself, a hot chocolate and a strawberry croissant for her. And then he takes the stool next to hers, and they chat about the daily trivia question on the whiteboard above the big table near the magazine rack. Some days, they manage to come up with the right answer. Other days, they don't, but they seem to enjoy the attempt either way. He eats quickly, as if he's accustomed to rushing through meals. Perhaps he often eats lunch at his desk or gulps something down in the car. Perhaps he's just a fast eater, as some men are. She is more methodical, alternating between a bite of pastry and a sip of cocoa, wiping the corners of her mouth every few bites, very daintily. At 8:30, as if they both sense the time, they leave their stools in tandem, she by slipping lightly to the floor in a sort of sliding hop, he by merely rising. He leaves a handful of folded bills to pay the check, plus a bit extra for a tip. At the door, he takes her tiny hand in his, and they leave together, their matching curls bobbing as she skips behind him. That was actually inspired by a father and daughter who I used to see every morning in the cafe that I worked at when I was 18 and 19 years old. So it's really, really old inspiration, and even older than the actual written piece. But in any case, thanks for listening.